Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Amy Milans co-founded the beloved Toronto band Stars and is a noted collaborator of Broken Social Scene. Today, she joins us to play songs from her new album and first in over 15 years. Make way for waves. The song is called Make Way for Waves, and it's off the album I Went to Find You. And as the title provides a clue, it's a journey towards self-discovery. Milan looking to her past for clues on who she became and why. Today, a mini concert with Amy Milan playing songs off of I Went to Find You. Plus, later in the hour, Langhorne Slim plugs in and turns it up for a new album and new single called Rock and Roll. And we'll get to Nora Jones and Lord Huron. All of today's audio belongs to you on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Secretary of State Steve Simon will run for a fourth term. The Minnesota Star Tribune was one of two outlets that broke the news Tuesday morning. Simon told the Strib he wants to continue to shield Minnesota voters' data from a, quote, federal power grab by the Trump administration. The DFLer was first elected to the office in 2014 after serving for a decade in the legislature. He won his first race by a tight margin and the last two by nearly 10 percentage points. While Governor Tim Walz is running to be the first three-term governor in Minnesota history, longer stints in office aren't unusual for secretaries of state. Two of Simon's predecessors served at least 24 years. The Star Tribune reports a large majority of Minnesotans are confident in the state's election system, and Simon touted the high voter turnout rate. Former Republican state legislator Tad Jude of Maple Grove is the only other declared candidate for the office so far. In a September interview with a St. Cloud radio station, he echoed Minnesota Republicans' suspicions of Simon, suggesting he has something to hide because he doesn't want to cooperate with the Department of Justice. Nine northern Minnesota electric cooperatives and municipal utilities can use new grant funds to improve grid resilience. The State Department of Commerce announced $5.3 million in state grid resilience grants Monday. Up to $250,000 was awarded to each project and can be used to strengthen distribution systems, increase capacity, and reduce power outages. Roseau and Red River Valley Co-op Power will use the funds to move overhead power lines underground, reducing the potential impact of severe weather events. And the North Itasca Electric Co-op and Cooperative Light and Power Association of Lake County will put the grants toward wildfire mitigation projects. An East Range city is closing in on what will likely be one of the largest levy increases in the state. Bywabic's preliminary levy that was used to calculate proposed property tax statements was 40% higher than last year. It was the ninth largest proposed increase in terms of percentage of any Minnesota city. Iron Range Today reports Bywabic officials worked the levy down to a 30% increase at a budget meeting Monday. The city didn't have an administrator when it set its preliminary levy in September, which contributed to some of the jump. Administrator Michael Schultz has now been on the job 5 weeks and says he's doing his best to reduce expenses or increase revenue where he can. The main drivers of the budget hike are a new fire truck, personnel costs, and a new policing contract with the city of Gilbert. Another big contributor is the $45,000 Bywabic owes due to overpayment of state mineral taxes by the DNR. Iron Range Today reports the city opted to delay finalizing its levy until December 17th, in part to give Schultz more time to dig into the specifics. When the USDA buys food for its nutrition programs, nearly half the purchases go to food companies aligned with industrial agriculture. That's according to a new report, which includes details about a well-known Minnesota firm. In fiscal year 2024, Friends of the Earth researchers say the federal government spent $4.8 billion on food for programs that support school and senior meals, food banks, and tribal communities. Nearly half of that spending went to just 25 companies. Poultry giant Tyson Foods topped the list, and Minnesota-based Jennie-O Turkey landed at number 6. Chloe Waterman with Friends of the Earth says whether the government saves money on these contracts, it's leaving out too many smaller farms that emphasize sustainable practices.
Some of these foods may have a low sticker price, but a high cost to communities and to public health.
The USDA doesn't discuss production practices associated with the food it buys. But the report authors say it's likely the overwhelming majority of food comes from vendors using common industrial ag approaches, including concentrated animal feeding operations. For Jennie-O, the report points to a series of violations and settlements from the past decade, including food and worker safety. The company did not respond to a request for comment. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank. From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Amy Milan's been an instrumental part of two of Canada's most beloved indie rock groups as a co-founder of Stars and frequent collaborator of Broken Social Scene. For her new album and first in over 15 years, the singer-songwriter explores her own path, quote, contending with a mountain of a past and the forking river of the future. The record's called I Went to Find You and was made in partnership with composer Jay McCarroll. Today, Milan joins us for a mini concert recorded by our friends down the hallway at Indie Rock Hit Parade. So let's get into it. Here's Amy Milan with the song off of I Went to Find You. Make Way for Waves on World Cafe.
Thank you. street, a one-way sign, headlights right through me. Was I everyone? Giving away all I got, I know you'll come to me every time we try. So you might need to lean into what you've always been.
Recorded live on World Cafe, Amy Milan with the performance of The Overpass. The co-founder of Stars and Satellite member of Broken Social Scene released her first solo album in over 15 years. It's called I Went to Find You. The session was produced at XPN in Philadelphia by charming rapscallion Eric Schumann and originally broadcast on the Indie Rock Hit Parade. Thanks so much to Amy Milan for the mini concert. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Amy Milan. If you missed any of the session, you can find it at worldcafe.org. Hat tip to our line producer, Will Loftus, for his work on the session. And now here is an ode to the city of Glasgow. It's the Blue Nile with Tinseltown in the Rain.
I've seen it all before. This is Biba Doobie, and you're listening to World Cafe.
Call you up.
Perfect.
Flolie Young with Messy on World Cafe. I'm going to do a terrible turn of phrase here. You know what was messy was the relationship between Lola Young and her producer, Carter Lang, which is why they got into a financial squabble over songwriting credits. Thankfully, that beef has been squashed. There you go. There's producer-songwriter beef, something I don't get to do very often here on the cafe. Stay close. I've got new music from Langhorne Slim in just a minute on World Cafe. Ninth studio album from Langhorne Slim is called The Dreamin' Kind, and it was produced by Sam Kiska of Greta Van Fleet, which gives you an idea of where he's headed. Folk Americana artist, plugging in, turning the amps up to 11, and making a rock and roll record. Appropriately enough, the first single is called Rock and Roll. It's new music from Langhorne Slim.
Well, your CD collection looks shiny and costly. How much did you pay for your bad Moto Guzzi? And how much did you spend on your black leather jacket? Is it you or your parents in this income tax bracket? Now tickets to concerts and drinking at clubs, sometimes for music that you haven't even heard of. And how much did you pay for your rock and roll t-shirt that proves you were there, that you heard of them first? Now, how do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? Did you pay for the chunk of his guitar, the one he ruthlessly smashed at the end of the show? And how much will he pay for a brand new guitar, one which he'll ruthlessly smash at the end of another show? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long as their soda cans are red, white, and blue ones? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long
as the soda cans
leather and hospital bills and tattoo removal and dozens of pills. Your liver pays dearly now for youthful magic moments, but rock on completely with some brand new components now. How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle?
Established artists. This is World Cafe.
Sleep.
To the waves below. Who tends the orchards? Who fixes up the gables? Emotional torture from the head of your high table. Who fetches the water from the rocky mountain spring? And walk back down again to feel your words in a sharp sting. Busy lapping from flowing cup and stabbing with your fork. I know you're a smart man, and weaponized the false incompetence. It's dominance under a guy. If we had a daughter, I'd watch and could not save her. The emotional torture from the head of your high table. She'd do. Silence once a bedchamber. You make me do too much labor. Ooh.
singer 24/7 baby machine, so he can live out his picket fence dreams. It's not an act of love if you make her, you make me do too much labor. All day, every day, therapist, mother, maid, nymph, then a virgin, nurse, then a servant, just an appendage, live to attend him so that he never lifts a finger. 24/7 baby machine, so he can live out his picket fence dreams. It's not an act of love.
Really great conversation with Paris Paloma talking about the importance of that song, Labor. That's from her debut album, Cacophony. If you want to catch the interview, you can find it at worldcafe.org. Also heard 07 and Norah Jones, and that puts the wraps on this edition of the show. Appreciate our affiliates nationwide. They make this show possible. And we produce this program from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing extraordinarily creative individuals whose ideas, solutions, and discoveries expand people's expectations of what's possible. MacFound.org. And by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege but a right. Learn more at RWJF.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
What's your favorite part of Shine On, You Crazy Diamond from Pink Floyd? Is it this? Or this? Shine.